I'm Dr. Robert Mather, and I'm the conservative social psychologist. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Friday, February 12, 2021. Talk a little bit about the impeachment number two and some of the conflict of interest. So last year around this time, I wrote a Psychology Today article about the conflict of interests and the decision-making processes that are affected by conflicts of interest. This year, immediately, what jumps to mind is you've got senators who ran against Trump are part of the jury. Patrick Leahy is a judge and jurist and has said that Trump is guilty before the trial even started. You've got the vice president who ran against Trump breaking the tie. And of course, all of the jurists are victims in the Capitol riots. So there's a conflict of interest there immediately with the impeachment. Today, I want to talk about churches and COVID. So America is already polarized over politics. Our churches are closed in many of the blue states and cities. Churches are split on whether to do in-person service or not in the red states. And congregations are migrating and disbanding all over. Denominations are split, congregations are split, and families are split. Who is caught in the middle of the infinite regression of civil wars? Pastors are. Pastors are forced to make decisions with their hearts and their minds. The heart might strive to keep churches online due to the noble notion of sparing even one life. The mind strives to keep the congregation together in person and not lose those who would leave for in-person services. But then they risk losing the fearful church members, who in theory could just watch virtually while lower-risk individuals choose to attend. Still, it is an unenviable position for the pastor to be in. At the end of the day, we Christians must not let our brothers and sisters become the enemy. We must pray for union in our churches and pray for our church leadership. Our politics should never conflict with our religion, and it is our job as Christians to remember that because many politicians are not as kind to us and actively seek to destroy our faith, that we need to stick together. Paul Harvey wrote If I Were the Devil in 1965 and updated it throughout his career. It is an impactful work and references substituting psychology for religion and deifying science. As a Christian and a psychological scientist, I am saddened by his observation that in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. He also noted the cultural attacks on the nuclear family. I invite you to listen to Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil from 1996 and to draw conclusions to how the devil might be thriving in today's world. And then make sure you don't listen to the devil when he calls your name.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. might be.
Let's not forget the importance of faith and family. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.